your mobile. Oh, hi. KJ4CTD and 0TR. Good morning, Wyatt. You were scratchy, put it that way, buddy. How you doing today?
Not too bad, actually. And I should not be scratchy on this road. Unless an antenna step over.
Motorboating is with respect to electronics, and it sounds like you're motorboating a little bit, like a bad cap or something. But you're making it. But on HF, I'd say you're maybe 5x5.
Why? I'm up on 414. Maybe it's time to, clean the radio room.
Wyatt, they said last night, K908's Billy, who's, as smart as you on the radio spectrum, said that there was a problem with interference from up north. I'm beginning to wonder if maybe there might have been a little antenna damage, but I think the boys have been up there already.
Billy's repeater, I don't know if they've been up to our repeater.
That sounded better, Wyatt, but I keep wanting to say Patrick, because I talked to Patrick a little while ago. And somebody was working on an antenna at about 100 feet, and I don't know where they was at. I just caught the end of it the other day. But at any rate, Gary was having trouble making it in last night. He did for the most part, but it wasn't the usual Gary, put it that way, as far as his signal goes when he calls the net. But you did sound a great deal better just then. We're just coming back from the dentist office. Bernice had to have her teeth cleaned this morning.
Sounds like Billy's repeater. And we did get interference. There's like a 640 repeater somewhere around Irwin, Tennessee, and I imagine that thing is lit up right now. Because from what I have heard, Irwin got a lot of damage. They're just across the ridge from Burnsville. So they're in the blank happened soon?
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is what the pilots say, isn't it?
The button on the side of the mic.
shoot. Anyways, boy, there was a guy there in that dentist office. I thought they was going to have to call the cops. He was sure a meathead, as Archie used to say. I didn't think you'd have to run into that in a dentist office.
A dentist, I think, is one of the most commonly violent locations because so many people don't like dentist offices. And I attribute that to the high-pitched whine of motors running off of air. I don't know why they can't, add just maybe a little bit more bulk to the gearbox and make it so that it does not sound that much.
100 and 200,000 RPM. So that's pretty hard to do. But it is right down in the audio spectrum. You're right about that. No, this guy was having trouble with his insurance company or something and had his wife on the speakerphone, and then he started telling them they were rude, and it was him that was being rude. And I'm so dang beat up, I don't know if I could have did much, but I'd have tried. But finally he backed off, and they said, "You're welcome to go outside," and so finally he did. But I don't think he ever did get it straightened out. I think his insurance from California, he sounded like he was from the Soviet Union.
If he wasn't in pain while he was busy making, complaining about insurance. But, insurance companies are a pain to deal with. I spoke to mine yesterday before the storm hit, and I'm like, "Hey, I got a $10 million piece of property. It's sitting at sea level in Sarasota. Can I get flood insurance before 5 p.m? And they're like, they just kind of looked at me and went, "No."
You're a good one, Wyatt. Well, I don't think he got past the front door as far as getting back to see the dentist, but I'm just guessing. At any rate, his insurance wasn't working, and He was disgruntled. What are you up to today?
For the record, I do not own any property in Sarasota, so don't come asking me for money. Because the insurance company would not pay for any of my little bit of damage. So, anyway, it is what it is. Not looking forward to the tree bill. Well, I'm just, I got one facility. I got a glass plate that I was out there Monday or Tuesday, and it has not received commercial power yet. I am hoping that it is on commercial power now so I can get the inspection done and get it back online.
We got a Generac and another fine gentleman helped us put it in that is an amateur radio operator and a master electrician, and we're just very thankful to have it. We was out of power 4 days and 5 hours, but that's nothing compared to some of them.
I'll tell you something sadly funny. You know what a WAAS, Whiskey Alpha Alpha Sierra, is?
Got me on that one. I would have said
a ground station. It is a ground station run by the Fed for GPS to make it harder to jam the signals from aircraft, or you're using it, or anybody else is using it. And they have three power sources running into it. They have commercial power, backup batteries, and then a gas power generator, propane power generator. Out of all three types of fuel, and you know, it's been offline for quite a while.
Because I know they've been jamming the GPS over in Europe, and it's the Soviet Union doing it. So if they're able to do it there, they're able to do it here.
That, you know, what's coming off the satellite by the time you receive it on your GPS device in your car, not a lot of power. I mean, we're talking in hundreds of milliwatts or less.
Hello. So that'd be real easy to jam. I don't know what frequencies the GPS uses.
I have to look it up because I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's in the gigahertz range. No, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Up in the microwave region anyways, that's for certain. I would have said probably anything above 2.1 gigahertz or so up in that area, but it's kind of irrelevant. That's the way it is.
How many bands that they're running on? So, I mean, I want to say it's somewhere in the 3 gig range, but do not quote me on that.
I have no idea. Probably K-band, though.
Now, at the WAS stations, I think they put out somewhere around a watt, but don't mind. I don't know exactly.
You have to cook hot dogs at that range.
Plus, you know, 60 feet in the air and, you know, have a good gap between them. And they have a compass and some other stuff on site as well, timekeepers, all that sort of fun stuff. So, you know, the station uses some power, but I thought it was kind of interesting because I was looking for where my glide slip power came from, and I'm like, well, there's the wild station. Let's go over there and see if they even have power. No power of any kind.
It's Gerald TR. Wyatt, I know my friend that took care of all the microwaves back in Kansas for the railroad. They had a plethora of calcium batteries in their microwave station in case, you know, they needed battery backup. So I'm rather surprised at our government, but nothing surprises me anymore, I guess you'd say.
But, you know, the battery backup only lasts at most like 12 hours. And they did have a small Generac that's built into the site, but they just did not refill the propane.
You're starting the Constellation, aren't they? Well, I would think for what little power that uses, they'd have solar sitting on top of it there.
Solar is inadvisable if it's having a face in the direction of landing or taking off, or, well, landing either direction on the runway because of the glare. Even with a mat on the glass from solar cells, it still casts a lot of glare. And personally, I don't want a C-130 landing in full glare.
Even considered that, but it's kind of above my head. But that would make some sense anywhere near the airport. Well, if they did anything sensible, it'd be out of character.
That's kind of hard to teach common sense. That's pretty much a trial and error kind of thing. And, you know, kids these days, they don't get a lot of trial and error. Oh, don't do that, Bobby. You'll fall off the cliff.
Truth, Wyatt. Oh, man. And if they did, then they'd probably have to have some pills to calm them down to make that decision. I better shut up. I'm going to get in trouble. Anyway, you take care, Wyatt. Have a good day. We're home. And Bernice got her teeth cleaned, and they did a little work on one of them. And now if we could just find her a new store-bought hip before January. That doesn't seem possible, but we're trying. Take care, Wyatt. Say hi to the wife, and have a good day. KJ4CTD in 0GR73 is Wyatt.
Hey, Tom. KJ4CTD, mobile.